It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, here we go again. National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory in effect from 3 o'clock today until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow is expected with total accumulations anywhere from 3 to 5 inches. That is throughout our listening area, the Taconic, Mid-Hudson Valley, Berkshires, and northwestern Connecticut. That snow should start sometime later on this afternoon. National Weather Service says plan on slippery road conditions and poor visibilities. The hazardous conditions could impact the evening commute. Of course, we've got Pat Pagano in the Weather Center that will keep track all day and into the night for you. In a story from the Poughkeepsie Journal on Sunday, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt are expected to return to upstate New York this summer to film A Quiet Place 2. It confirmed a release date for the highly anticipated A Quiet Place sequel on Friday. Time to go back, Krasinski wrote on his Twitter and Facebook accounts, adding the hashtag part 2 with the release date of May 15th. They report that they're returning to write and direct while his wife, Blunt, will reprise her role with her on-screen children, Melissa Simmons and Noah Jupe. Blunt recently won a Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role in the 2018 horror film A Quiet Place. It's also nominated for an Oscar for Best Achievement in Sound Editing. It was filmed in 2017 throughout upstate New York, shooting scenes in Little Falls, Pawling, New Paltz, and Beacon. And according to Production Weekly, A Quiet Place 2 will also film in upstate New York. Specific locations have not been announced, but production is expected to begin in July. It's unclear if there'll be any opportunities for open casting calls. The original movie had a small cast led by Krasinski and Blunt. In honor of American Heart Month, Sharon Hospital will offer a community lunch and learn to discuss cardiovascular health with a focus on prevention, detection, and treatment. The no-cost educational luncheon will run from noon till 1:30 in the hospital's board conference room 2. Seating is limited. Registration is required. No walk-ins. To reserve, healthquest.org/heartlunch. The town of Dover town board regular meeting will be held 6:30 till 7:30 at town hall. Region 1 ABC committee meeting 7 o'clock at the central office at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Town of Sharon Board of Selectmen budget workshop will be held on February 28th. That will be at Town Hall at 2 p.m. The Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village has a meeting set for Thursday, the 28th, at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Berkshire Botanical Gardens presents a winter gallery exhibition entitled Plant Shadows by Joan Dix Blair. It runs through March 1st at the Center House Leonard Galleries, located at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. SOAR now presenting their annual trivia challenge once again, Friday, March 1st, 6 to 7:30. Registration begins at 5:30 at the Salisbury Central School cafeteria. Teams of 2 to 4 people, all student 18 and under, student and parent, third generation, 65 and older, and general 19 to 64. You can go to Salisbury Central's homepage and click on the quick link SOAR Trivia Challenge. Now $10 a team, pre-registered, $15 a team at the door. Food is being served, pizza for $2 a slice, and there'll be a bake sale. Bless Up, presenting a teen talent show Friday, March 1st, at the West Stockbridge Congregational Church on Main Street in West Stockbridge, beginning at 7 p.m. The Mad Gardeners will host their annual symposium on Saturday, March 2nd at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, 8:30 till 4, $75 for members, $85 for non-members. The admission price includes a bag lunch. This year's featured speakers include Helen Demos, Evolution of a Designer's Personal Garden, Catherine Cook, One Designer's Process, and Laura Risolo, Becoming Wild. A spaghetti dinner being held Saturday, March 2nd, 5 till 8 p.m., a benefit for Bill Homer Hall, All You Can Eat, children 10 and under $5, adults $15, at the Pine Plains Firehouse, 7 Lake Road in Pine Plains, New York. American Legion Post 178 holding its monthly pancake breakfast from 7 to 11. It's the first Sunday of the month, October through April. Proceeds go to support multiple Legion projects and initiatives. These include supporting youth and children's activities such as local 4-H clubs and the Post-Wounded Warrior Fund. Now, the next pancake breakfast will be coming up this Sunday, March 3rd, beginning at 7 a.m. Heart Saver CPR First Aid Class, the Falls Village Emergency Service Center, be held March 4th at 6 p.m., $20 per person. Contact Michelle at 860-671-0585 or Andrea at 860-671-1147 if you're interested in taking the class. The Salisbury Band is in its 91st season of spirited music. They are looking for all wind and percussion players. Monday night rehearsals begin this Monday, March 4th, in the Wardell Room at the Scoville Library, 7 till 9 p.m. The concert season begins in May and will last through the summer. More information, contact Lee Collins at 860-435-0051. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 33.97 to 26,057.98 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7549.30 and the S&P 500 at 2793.90. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.